childhood, so it stood to reason that drinking, smoking, and cussing would bring him a liberating sense of satisfaction. Thus, he had to have the quick smoke, the quick beer, after each game before he could even address the team. Jackson called the smoke and the drink getting his space. In his early years of coaching, that space came in the cramped bowels of Chicago Stadium, the old sandstone sarcophagus. In later years, he would have the comforts of fancy offices in the United Center and Staples Center. Wherever it was, his ritual was mostly the same: the smoke, the drink, the replaying of events, the sigh, the quiet releasing of all that pent-up emotion from the game. He needed that few minutes of space before he could even talk to the team, recalled an associate. After he talked to the team, he would need another few minutes of space before he could talk to the media. Jackson was always firm and direct in talking to his players after games, rarely raising his voice. And after tough losses, he could be especially consoling, commending their great effort, telling them it just wasn't meant to be. Later, he would spend hours reviewing the videotapes and picking apart the performance play by play, isolating exactly what had gone wrong and why. But his verdicts were hardly ever delivered with anything that resembled insistence or stridence.